Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. It's just going to be you and me for the rest of the hour. I want to talk about some things that you and I need to do, that you and I need to work on right now to make sure that we are successful in 2009. And I want to revisit for a second what how we define success. Now, you've heard me, you may have heard me speak about surviving. And I've been doing a lot of that lately. And you know, I want to make sure that people don't misunderstand. When I talk about survival, I'm not talking about low expectations. I don't want you to confuse survival with low expectations. You know, I believe in what Michelangelo says. It's better to aim high and miss your mark than to aim low and reach your mark. Michelangelo said that 500 years ago. And so I want you to know that that's my attitude, and that I want you to survive. I want you to do more than survive. I want you to thrive in 2009. But when I talk about survival, when you hear me use that word, what that's doing is just recognizing the reality of a tough economy that we have right now. We've got some systemic problems. We've got some things that are impeding the progress of the economy. I mean, you even if your business is doing okay, even if you've got a good business model and you've got customers coming in the door, and you've been a good little aunt, you put away for a rainy day, and you haven't spent all your money, et cetera, even if you've been a good little boy or girl, good for you. You're still seeing impediments to some level of the progress of your company. It's just a fact. And so when I talk about survival, I don't want you to think I'm capitulating. I don't want you to think I'm being negative, that I'm aiming too low so we can reach that bar. When I use the word survival, I'm talking about realism. I'm talking about facing what we have, what we're dealing with, and being prepared for another surprise, for another shoe to drop. We do have other things going on out there. The financial industry is still in a turmoil. We still don't know all of the financial stuff that could happen. There's still a few other things out there. And all I want you to do is, when I say survival, I want you to think of being realistic. I want you to think of girding your loins, being prepared, putting away a little bit extra, being prepared for another shock, if there is one. If there's not one, then we'll be the better off for it, right? Great. That's outstanding. I hope that's the case. And I actually think that may be the case. But the circumstances are such that I think we just need to be realistic about it. And that's what I mean when I talk about survival. And so what I want to do now is I want to talk about what I call 10 survival steps for you to take, and to take them as soon as possible. First is profit is the queen of business, but cash is king. That's the theme of the first one. And you've heard my other Brain Trust members talk about this over the last few days and weeks. Cash is everything. Profit is, you might make a profit this year, and you might not, but if you don't worry about it. You will not, let me put it this way, folks. If you will not fail in 2009 because you didn't make a profit, that won't happen. No company on the planet is going to fail in 2009. It's going to close their doors up. It's going to have to lock their doors because they didn't make a profit in 2009. Not one single company, large or small. But any company that runs out of cash will fail if it doesn't have access to alternative cash, some form or fashion. Of course, the best cash is from customers. The second best cash is the kind that you you've saved, that you've kept in the company, prepared for a rainy day. The reserves that you put up. The next best cash is any cash that you can liquidate from assets, right? And we'll talk about that in a little bit. And then, of course, you've got the access to some kind of debt cash from banks, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So cash is king, ladies and gentlemen. In 2009, it always has been. 2009, more than ever before, that's the case. So how do you save cash? How do you preserve cash? Ask your employees to help you cut expenses and cut waste. What's their motivation? How about job security? How about that? Somebody told me a long time ago, watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves. 2012, stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. I'm talking about 10 survival things to take right, steps to take right now. Things you need to do right now. First one was cash is king. Watch your cash. At all levels, I'll remind you what I said as we went to the break. Watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves. The second thing I want to mention is stay close to accounts receivable and cash management. Now, I know you. I just got through saying watching your cash. How is this different? Well, this is another part of watching the cash. Accounts receivable, obviously, is the receipts from sales that you've made that you haven't collected. Up to now, you've just made a loan. You haven't made a sale. You made a loan if your customer hasn't paid you. So you need to collect those receivables. You need to make sure that you're keeping up with how those are going, and your cash management. Now, what does cash management mean? That means that you know how much cash you have, you know how much cash you're going to need to spend today, in the next 2 days, this week, before the end of the month. You actually have it broken out in those kinds of increments, because that's how your cash comes in. Your cash doesn't come in all at the beginning of 1 month, and then you meter it out during the month. Your cash comes in none today, none tomorrow, a whole lot day after that, a little bit after that, and maybe more the next day. But in the meantime, you got bills that are due every day. Certain days you've got things to pay. So you got to keep up with that. And this is a year when you're going to have to manage that, folks. There are many tasks that you can and should delegate as a business owner. But right now, especially in 2009, cash management is not one of them. Now, you can get people to help you with the reports. You can get people to help you with the cash flow spreadsheet if you don't know how to do one of those. But you've got to be the ultimate decider of when to spend cash, how to manage your cash. And this is a very, very important topic, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to keep up with this. Number three. Declare war on excess inventory. Don't miss a sale. I don't want you to be so tight on inventory that you don't have something to, when people walk in and they expect to be able to walk out with a product, I don't want you to be so tight on inventory that they can't do that. But any piece of inventory that isn't absolutely necessary should not spend the night under your roof if it's not paid for already. And I wrote an article about this where I talked about the A's, B's, and C's, and D's, the ABCD products that you might want to look into. I don't remember the title of it. I'll try to find that and give it to you. But remember that your A's are the product are the ones that you sell the most. You want to keep a lot of those. Your B's you sell a little bit less. You want to keep a few of those. C's are you don't sell as many of, and you might want to keep one or two of those. And D's are called special order. Somebody wants those. Somebody comes in wants one once a year, every other, every 3 months or something like that. Special order those. You've got to really watch your inventory, because don't forget, inventory is cash you can't spend. until you convert it back into a sale and collect that money. Otherwise, it's just sitting there. It's cash that's not helping you if it's just sitting on the shelf and not turning. Number four, review all contracts for services to make sure you still need them. One of the things that we all do is whenever things are going well, we pick up this little thing and that little thing that are nice to have, because we got the money to do it with, right? Well, we have to be careful in this environment. And any contracts that we don't have to have, you probably ought to scrutinize pretty hard. And I want to remind you of this, folks. Your customers are doing the same thing. So if you haven't talked to your customers, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, get ready, because you're going to get a phone call. There's a good chance you're going to get a phone call of some kind from your customers to find out, and you'll find out how important you are to that customer. But I'd rather it not be a surprise, and so we'll talk about that in a minute. Whatever contracts you have whoever you have helping you, if you're not the person who manages all those, identify all the contracts. Look at your balance, look at your operating statement, look at your check register to see what you pay for every month, and make sure that you still need all those things. Number five, this is very important, folks. This may be the most important part. This is the second most important thing I'm going to tell you today. Make your banker your survival partner in 2009. I'm going to say that again. Write this down. It's going to be on the test. Make your banker your survival partner in 2009. Keep him or her informed of how things are going, whether it's good or bad. But believe it or not, especially the bad. Remember this, folks. Bankers need information. Even if it's bad news, they can deal with the bad news. What they can't deal with is no news. An uninformed banker, write this down, folks. It's going to be on the test. An uninformed banker is a scared banker. And no one ever got any help out of a scared banker. One other little thing I'll tell you that you may have heard me say before. Somebody else said this. This isn't something I came up with. The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. Bankers get a lot more courage when you communicate with them. Make your banker your survival partner in 2009. And especially make sure you have a relationship with an independent community bank. It will make a difference, especially this year. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog while you're there. Check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz, while you're there. All that can be acquired from smallbusinessadvocate.com. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. I'm talking about 10 survival steps that I want you to take right now, as soon as possible. I'm on number 6. Whenever possible, renegotiate loan terms. You know, the previous one, number 5, was about having a better banking relationship, having a better relationship, a closer relationship with your banker. While you're doing that, While you're connecting, reconnecting, solidifying, strengthening your relationship with your banker, let them know that you'd like to get them to help you with renegotiate loan terms. You know, they'd rather renegotiate them now while things are going okay than to have to try to do it, you know, when you've got some kind of dire circumstance. And you can negotiate from strength better than from weakness. So whenever possible, renegotiate loan terms, including real estate mortgages, to take advantage of lower interest rates and better terms. Longer amortization, folks, longer amortization and lower interest rates preserve cash, which, as you remember, was my number one step that I wanted you to take, preserving cash. If you're renting, talk to your landlord. See if you can get some kind of an abatement, some kind of a discount, something maybe something temporary. Maybe you lower your rate this year and you increase it next year. so that ultimately they get the same amount of money, but they're just, it's just a way of helping you preserve cash in 2009. Be creative. Encourage your landlord to be creative. And remember this, if you move out, if you don't make it, if you fail, your landlord probably doesn't have people lined up out the door wanting your space. They're motivated too. They will be motivated. You just got to be creative and you got to be reasonable. Everybody has to be reasonable. Number 8, convert non-performing assets to cash. Even if you have to sell it for less than you want, if you're not using it, if it's not being used for anything, and you're just hoarding it, you're a pack rat like me, and you don't want to get rid of stuff, well, let me tell you something, folks. You need to be doing that, and don't worry that you want it to sell it for more than you can sell it for today. It may be worth less tomorrow. Take the hit. If it's not performing, cut it loose. Get the cash. Number 9, if it's humanly possible, and I mean even if you have to do some inhuman things, personally call on every single customer you have at least once in the very near future, even if a salesperson is already calling on them. Folks, this isn't a sales call. It's a relationship call. Find out what you can do to help your customer. Ask them the Jim Blasingame magic question. What can I do to help you? And when you find out what they want, what we can do to help them, if it's at all within your ability, anywhere near, even if you have to do some Herculean unnatural acts, do it. Find out what your customers need and do it. You're trying to solidify the relationship here. You're not trying to make a sale. It's all about the relationship. Your company's future, my friends, probably depends upon these visits. I feel that strongly about this point. Your company's future probably depends upon your ability to go visit with and have a relationship visit with all, each and every one of your customers. And if you've got a retail store, if you don't have that kind of a business, well, when they come in the door, walk up to them. Tell yourself, all right, this week I'm going to spend time on the floor. I'm not going to wait on customers necessarily. I'm going to let my people do that. I'm just going to say, hey, thank you for coming in. I want you to know I appreciate it. Is there anything we can do to help you? Spend a month doing that. Whatever it takes, folks. If you own the business, get in front of your customers. You'll learn a lot. You'll do a lot of good things. And finally, payroll expenses. You got to address these. If you got non-performers, you probably need to cut them loose. If they're not doing their job, if you can't redeem them, you probably need to cut them loose. But before making other cuts, ask your team to find creative ways to allocate your bare bones payroll budget. Yeah, make sure that before you lay anybody off, maybe everybody's willing to take a 10% pay cut. Maybe that would do it. You wouldn't have to lay anybody off. Whatever it may be, and it would be temporary. You'd give it back to them. And also, don't forget, you may have an opportunity to acquire a big business, highly trained individual who got laid off from another company. These are just some things to think about, ladies and gentlemen. 10 steps. And by the way, these are available on my website. And if you subscribe to my newsletter this week, you will get these in the newsletter. You still have time to do that. So check those out. Take these steps right now. I believe it will help you have the maximum opportunity to be in business January 1, 2010. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.